Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man is right to expect too little from you. Promise and then follow through.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. It's your host, Ray I. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. Need to get a fishing report. We're going to run out and grab our great friend, the River Rat, Wild Man Willie Billy Smith. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hey, what's it look like for folks to do some fishing in the Ozarks? Give us a little fishing report. What's going on out there on the rivers?
Okay, well, man, we're getting here, and we're in the summertime, and the summertime patterns are starting on the rivers. The smallmouth are starting to move into those riffle areas and the current lines and that, you know, it's post-spawn time already. That's starting to happen. Smallmouths will be really on the crawdads, get like that. So a crawdad, kind of soft plastics, you know, down on the bottom, maybe a crankbait, depends on your water clarity. And that's going on, and they'll be moving more toward that faster water. I've caught some fish recently, and then getting reports of some good fish that's being caught.
Okay.
Caught a nice mess of goggle eye the other day. Man, those are good. Those are some of the best eating fish on the river.
They really are. Are you fishing all the rivers the same as you do? Do you fish the current the same way you do the Jack's Fork, or the same as you would the 11 Pointer, the same as you would the Piney, or are they different? These waterways different?
Yes, they are. But then again, it's kind of the same. The smallmouth, whether it's one river or the other, it's just that water temperature. The upper current river will be colder water. The upper 11 Point will be colder water than your upper Jack's Fork or the Piney. Now, your lower Jack's Fork, after you get below Alley Springs, that water temperature will be down. But they're starting that summertime pattern. They're moving into that fast water. I pretty well will fish it the same in that sense. Still going after that, you know, eddy lines, those pockets, that cover where they're staging for ambushing their, you know, whether it's crawdads or minnows or whatever they're after and that. So I will still fish that same. The only difference is that if I'm fishing on the current river middle, two rivers down, and the lower 11 Point, I'm usually in my river boat, jet boat, you know, John boat. If I'm fishing the upper areas, then I'd be in my canoe wet wading or floating along and stuff. That would be the difference in how that I would approach it.
Okay. So are you saying, as our fishing report guru, that there's a good opportunity this weekend that if folks will just spend the time, get out there and get on the water in the riverways and the Ozarks and spend that money to the local businesses, that they could probably catch some fish?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's always that good opportunity. If you're fishing, you stand a chance. If your bait is in the water, you stand a chance. That's what that's the key. If you're not fishing, you don't stand a chance. You know? That's the way you got to, you know. And that's the way you got to look at it. You know, you got to go. You got to do it, you know.
Yep.
And so,
find out what's working.
And,
find out what works best for you and get in there and get after them, right?
That's right. And, you know, and Ray, when I fish people and they ask me and stuff, I've got tackle, I've got lots of tackle, and I supply that with my guide service if you want to use it. But I always tell them, if you want to bring your stuff, you bring it. Your favorite lure, your rod and reel that you're comfortable with. Because I've seen it too many times, a lure of some sort of a bait, and I think, I don't know if that was that good. They know they're comfortable with it. They use it and they catch fish.
Yep.
So don't discount, as a rule, don't discount. Now, I will say that predominantly I like my natural colors of your brown, green pumpkin type of colors and stuff always seem to, as a rule, most of the time work better than your clown flowery colored looking stuff. That's a good way to put it.
That's a good description. I really like that. Hey, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, Billy, somebody wants to go fishing with you and take a tour of the river, tell them how they can do it. Tell them about your service.
Yeah, I've got a guide service here on the Kern River in Jack's Fork. I'm authorized through the National Park Service to provide this service. You can give me a call, 573-225-3390. If you don't get me, because not everywhere in this part of the country that we have service, internet service, phone service, leave me a message. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. Shoot me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get that. I see that. I'll get with you, and we'll arrange a trip. I'll make a recommendation for you, a lodging and place to stay, depending on where you want to go. We'll customize this and get it worked out.
Yes, sir. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. I know how busy you are since you retired, my friend. Appreciate the fishing report, and it helps a lot of people. I get good response back from your fishing report. They like the way you go into detail and tell them how they can catch fish. So we thank you for that.
Yeah.
And you have a great weekend, my friend.
You bet, Ray. You take care. And just a little quick, I've had some friends that recently caught some really nice rainbow trout on the upper current. One of them weighed around 9.5, 10 pounds.
So oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yes. So anyway, thanks, Ray. You have a good day. Get around, and we'll go ourselves.
Yeah, we need to do that. Take care, Billy boy. Wild man, Billy
All right,
Smith.
You bet. Bye.
Down on the rivers in the Ozarks, a great fishing report. Thanks, Billy. We got a guest coming up on the line. We're going to talk a little bit about fishing Tanny Como Lake or trout. One of our young outdoor communicators went down on Tanny Como and caught a lot of fish. We wanted to get him on and give you a few tips for catching some fish and where he fished, where he went out of, and those sort of things.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell. All with a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else.
Ryan Milosheski on the line. We called him Milo. Great friend. He was part of our media hunt in the Ozarks, and we're going to talk to him and find out how to catch some trout. Hey, Milo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
It's always good to talk to you, my friend. Hey, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your trip? You went to Tanny Como. I saw some of those photos. Man, you were catching some nice trout.
Yeah, we really were. Went down there for a week in the beginning of June, and, you know, Dwayne Doty, one of the guys out of Lily Landing, and I, the past year or so, have been kind of focusing on going after some big ones. And, you know, you can go down there and fish jigs or power bait or spoons or whatnot, and you can catch your limits and, 50 to 60 fish a day. But we went after the big boys this trip, and, we didn't get anything giant. We did have one hooked, but we caught a lot of 17 to 22-inch trout, which is really nice fish, all on jerkbait, Sixth Sense, Provokes, McStick, anything that looked like a shad. And we would just go up to the cable there below the dam whenever they run water in the afternoons and just beat the heck out of the banks on the way down. And, man, we landed some nice trout and other species too.
Okay.
If you're familiar with Tanny Como, if you boat up to the dam and they're running 2 to 4 units, there's a cable up there. And on the south side of the bank, it's kind of an eddy. It's a deep eddy up there right across from Outlet 1, if you're familiar with it. The dam's right in sight. You know, we get the boat into a good position and, throw our jerkbaits out there and just kind of twitch them and let them ride the current a little bit. And, we do that all the way down to Trophy Run, which is used to be the old KOA down there. We each side of the bank, north and south, but the south side is the best side. So get yourself a jerkbait that, dives a little bit deeper than normal. Since they are running, 2 to 4 units, you want to get it down, closer to the bottom, because that's where those big fish like to lay. And we would just, a couple jerks, let it pause, a couple jerks, let it pause, and... Man, you'd all of a sudden your line take off, or you'd feel them hit it, and it was pretty simple. If you know how to fish a jerkbait for bass, it's the same thing, same deal with the trout. It's just you're not catching the 10 to 12 inch trout, you're catching the fat 17 to 20 inch trout.
What kind of line was you using? What kind of rig were you set up with?
Yeah, you could probably get away with a spinning rod, but the big thing is the line. We're using 8-pound test. You could get away with 6, but as you get a hold of a big one like that, you better pray. Especially in that fast current. But we were using bait casting rods, 6 foot 6 inches, medium light or medium heavy, and some loose bait casting reels, and just monofilament line. And I think it was Charlene.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ryan. We call him Milo Chesky. He's a young outdoor communicator, was at our media hunt with us, and you were fishing out of, you said, by the dam, so he's fishing down there with our good friends. Tell him where that's located, Phil Lilly, and where his place is at. And
yeah, the Lilies have been great to me over the years. Phil's right on Upper Lake Tanicomo, right off River Lane. I mean, it's 2 miles from 76 Highway, the main strip there. You know, he has a full-service marina. And I mean, a fly shop, anything you could possibly want to catch fish on Tanicomo, you know, he'll set you up. If you've never caught fish or never fished there, you just need to go there and he'll set you up.
Well, that's a great place to go. Highly recommend Lily's Landing as a place to go fishing. You'd do the same, wouldn't you, Milo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no better place on the lake. I mean, he just blows everybody else away. I would even say in the region, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been to quite a few places, resorts and, you know, campgrounds or what have you, you know, that claim to be fly shops or, you know, give you a good fishing report, but Phil and all those guys at Lily's, they're just a step above everybody else.
All right. Well, we need to go. Appreciate you taking the time this morning to get on the show with us and give out that information. You're one of the few guys that'll actually stand straight up and tell me how you were catching fish, because, you know, everybody else lies. You know that, right?
I didn't give you all the secrets.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Milo. Appreciate it, my friend.
Right,
you have to talk to you soon, okay?
Yep, absolutely.
That's all right.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Wow, great fishing report. Tanicomo Lake, catching some trout. Ryan Milosheski, the Milo Man. If you get a chance, just Google Lily's Landing. If you want to catch trout on Tanicomo, go through Lily's Landing. Great folks, great place to go fishing. With that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby.